Gotta make sure my setup is good. What's happening? What's good on all of these awesome and amazing platforms that I'm on? Because we live. We live. We live. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. You're one step away from the weekend, baby. Hopefully you've had a productive week. You've gotten a lot of things done, so you could just be cool. One of the things that I always tell people is make sure you knock out all of the work during your work week so you won't have to carry that thing into your weekend. Because again, it's all about feeling refreshed on Mondays. But you can't feel refreshed on Mondays if you tired over the weekend. So that's what's happening. So who I got with me? Let me see. I got Alicia in the building. Vontella in the building. Tia Lexin in the building. Alicia, can you come on for a few seconds? Give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down, because I know you busy, busy. Let me know if you can come on for a second. Let me know if you can come on for a half second. I just want to talk to you for a half second. Let me see. I got Liz up in here. Pablila up in here. What's good? Also, too, I got a special going on. DM me, hashtag 100, if you want 6 months of my online workout program. I mean, that's an amazing special. Normally, it's $30 a month, so I'm saving you $80. So make sure you get that. Also, too, if you want the supplement line to go with your online workouts, DM me, hashtag SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. And again, let's get ready to dominate it. The only difference between the two programs, the SSS comes with the supplement line and the online. The 6 months of $100 basically comes, you get the online only and the meal plan. So you got two options, but hop on the assembly line to find, let me see if I can bring it. Alicia, hold on. Let me see if I can bring Alicia on for a half second. Let me see. Alicia, I just put the link in the comments. So if you want to come on, Alicia. I'm so proud of Alicia. Alicia lost 50 pounds in under 3 months with me. And first month she lost 28, and she's been killing it ever since. And I'm so proud of her because not only has she lost the weight, well, she lost the weight, started living her best life, she lost it, then she found it. Now she back to losing it again, and she looks awesome and she looks amazing. And again, let me see. Maybe won't let you come on. Look, I'm trying to bring her on, but it might not let her come on. Hey, Chantel, it might not let her come on. If it don't let her come on, then I'm just going to go into my thought of the day, your life homework for today. Also, too, make sure you like. Hold on, I got her. Hold on, let me bring her on right quick. She had the gym right quick. Well, she had the gym.
Hey, coach.
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm good.
Look, so you lost 50 pounds, another 3 months. You gained a little bit back, but now you're looking even better than you did before.
Thank you, Coach, because I'm working hard.
Look, so it's going to kind of spill into what I'm going to talk to today. How important is it to stay on track and not to fall off?
It's very important because when you fall off, it's hard to get that wheel going again. But when you're consistent, you're hungry for it. You can't wait to wake up tomorrow to do it again. But when you fall off, oh boy, it's hard.
Right. I just wanted to holler at you, but I'm so proud of you. Love you. And look, get back to working out because you look like you're getting it in or have got it in. So I'm super proud of you. Love you. That's my girl. I love some Alicia. So this is what I want to talk about. Take your shoes off for a second. because I'm about to step on toes. Again, make sure you like, make sure you share this broadcast with the people you love, because sharing is caring. And again, make sure you like everything I do. Now, take shoes off. And when you've taken off your shoes, put shoes in the comments for me, please. Put shoes in the comments for me, please. Put shoes. And if I step on your toes, just put toes. If you're guilty, if you like Isaac Hayes from back in the 70s and you stand accused, I stand accused. If you stand accused, okay, we got shoes out. If I'm stepping on your toes, if you stand accused, put toes in the comments or you talking to me, coach. Now, I saw, you know, this time of the year is kind of funny because a lot of people have already taken their vacation. So now people are starting to get back on the workout kick. So I saw somebody post yesterday, hey, y'all, I'm back on it. I got off track for the past couple of months, but I'm back now. I'm back now. And I'm like, well, that's good. So you've taken 2 months off, but you expect to fall back in right where you left off. Now, that ain't how it goes. Here's the thing. I'm a true believer that how you do one thing is how you do all things. So when you basically say, I got off track, that's your normal. That's your normal. That's your excuse. That's what you've been doing for years. This ain't the first time you've gotten off track. This ain't the first time you've fallen off. And you've made this your norm. And even people that you keep in your circle excuse that as your norm because that's their norm too. Birds of a feather flock together. If that's your normal, throw your hands up, please. If that's what you're used to and you've been saying the same things for years now, this ain't a one-time occurrence. But this is your normal. Throw your hand up. Just throw your hand up. Throw your hand up. I'm looking in the comments. I'm stepping on toes. Throw your hand up. Now, if you look at my shirt says persistence. My shirt says persistence. See, persistence and commitment will keep you from falling off. But the absence of persistence, the absence of showing up, the absence of consistency won't allow you to win nothing. It won't allow you to win that body you want. It won't allow you to get the money you want, because even with money, money basically says, and it relies upon you showing up and being consistent. So if you want to make more money, if you want to just take yourself to the next level, you got to show up every day. You want to hit that new tax bracket? You got to show up every day, relationship-wise. Can you imagine being in a relationship with somebody like you who takes breaks, who don't show up every day, who's not persistent, who's not consistent every day? Can you imagine somebody coming up to you saying, you know what, I like you, I dig you, I want to be in a relationship with you, but I'm going to take some weeks off from time to time. I'm going to take some months off. I'm going to ghost you every once in a while. It won't be too long. It'll be about a couple months. But I'm going to get back with you. See, that's what you do when you get off track. That's essentially what you're saying to yourself. I'm going to take a break from my goals. I'm not going to attain nothing. Again, how you do one thing is how you do all things. With that being said, I need a level of commitment from you in all areas of life, and this is what I need. I need for you to stay focused long enough to get your stuff. I'm not just talking about weight loss. I'm not just talking about looking good. I'm talking about in all areas of life. I need for you to become committed. I need for you to become more intentional. If you want that relationship, act like you want one. Act like you're open to one. If you want that body, work for it, show up every day. Be consistent, be persistent, show up every day. Do the things that will enable you to look and feel the best you've ever looked. But again, it requires you to show up every day. You've been saying you're going to write that book for the longest time. You've been saying you're going to start that course for the longest time. You've been saying a lot of stuff that you're going to do for the longest time. And you've already got stuff written down. You already have the plan, but your issue is the execution of your plan. Your problem is getting easily distracted by other people. Your issue is not, you basically not believing in yourself, because again, you're always focused on the past instead of who you're meant to become in the future. Who am I talking to? That's the real issue. That's the real issue. So in the comments, do me a favor. Tell me three things you're going to commit to. Tell me three things, two or three things you pledge to commit to. What are you going to do? Now, I'm going to remind you that when you put this out, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. So when you say, I'm committed to losing 50 pounds, I'm like, let's go. When you say I'm committed to getting the relationship I deserve, well, let's go. When you say I'm going to start writing that book, I'm going to create this course, I'm going to be like, let's go. And I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. So again, I'm looking in my comments right now. Tell me some things, two or three things you're going to commit to doing. And again, when you put that thing out there, not only are you committing to yourself, but you're committing to me. And you're committing to everybody who's watching you right now. Because again, we're family. Let me see. Chantel says, fitness, finances, and my future. Beautiful. Let me see. Felicia says, finding my husband. Girl, you're looking good. You ain't going to have no problem. Now, when you put finding your husband, here's the other caveat with finding your husband. And when I step on your toe, just put toes, because I know I'm talking to a lot of y'all. When you put finding your husband, also be committed to being seen. Which means you got to get up out the house. Again, I have a lot of beautiful women on my program. Fine. The finest things you'll ever see in life. But they're always in the house. They're always in that room. They don't get out the way they're supposed to be. So they complain about the dating pool, but you ain't even in the pool. You up in the room, you ain't in the water. You ain't got your feet in the water. You ain't got your ankles in the water, your knees in the water. You upstairs. So let's get you seen. Again, you can't keep all that fine to yourself. Agree. Can we agree? So when we talk of relationships, you got to get out more. And you can't go to the same places. Can't go to the same places. I need new adventures. I need new venues. Can we agree? Let me see. Law school, relationship, body. Yes. Love it. Fitness, working out 3 times a week, traveling, and personal development. Yes. Love it. Let me see. Finish my Google course and lose 40 pounds and start my business. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Now, here's the other thing that I need from you before I let you go. Now, all of the stuff that you've written down, that you've dedicated yourself to, not only dedicated yourself to doing it, but you've dedicated it to all of us too. Now, here's the other piece of it. You can either put it down now or you can come back and do it later. I'm going to need a deadline for everything. It's not just enough to say, okay, I'm going to do this, but it makes it ridiculous when you say, I'm going to have this done by, boom, by this day. Okay? That's when you take it to a different level. When you put a deadline, that's when you put a brand new element on that thing. You put that stank on that thing when you say, I'm going to get it done by this day here. So give me a day in which you're going to knock all of this stuff out by. Is it 2 months from now? Is it 3 months from now? Is it 6 months from now? Is it 12 months from now? Nothing more than 12. I'm looking for your responses. When are you going to get it done by? When you going to get it done by? Sabrina says January 1st, 2024. That's what I'm talking about. Now, even when you do this and you pledge and you tell people, you know, when you put the date here, make sure you tell other people in your life, okay? That holds you accountable. See, a lot of times, you don't mind letting you down, but when you tell people and you share your dreams and your aspirations, it holds you accountable because you don't want to let them down. Let me see. Chantel says 6 months. Good. LaShawn says 6. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay. Let me see. Felicia says 12 months from now, I'm going to be your next featured married brick. Amen. Can we all touch and agree on that? Can we all touch and agree on that? If you believe what you posted and you put down, we touch it. We agreeing. If you watching this on, well, if you listen to this on Spotify.
It's 10 o'clock.
Hey, Mr. Computer, I got to turn that off too because he always let me know at the top of the hour what time it is. I gotta cut that off. But anyway, for the people that's listening to this, boom, I need you to touch and agree. For the people that's watching, I need you to touch and agree that we're going to knock it out. It's done. It's done because we said so. And again, we got power. We got authority. We got dominion over all things, including ourselves. I always say, shoot, but I'm trying to control everything and everybody. Shoot, once you can control yourself and you can walk into your own authority and you can speak words over yourself and you can proclaim some stuff to yourself, and you can make yourself, and you can discipline yourself to do certain things, everything else is easy. Everything else is easy. So let's go. Let's go. You put it out there. Now let's execute the plan. How about that? From your mind to your behind, from your rooter to the tutor, I'm going to make sure you're good. So that's what's up. So if you're not on the program and you want to become a part of this awesome and amazing family, make sure you get my 6 months for $100. DM me hashtag 100 to get 6 months of my online workout program for $100. This deal won't last long, so take advantage. That's the online workout program that you get for 6 months. But if you want the super stomach shredder membership, DM me hashtag SSS. That comes with the supplement line, the online workout program, and all that other good stuff. So we got something for everybody. So hit me up. And again, stop getting off track. Stay on track so you can get your reward. Again, it's all about persistence, consistency, and, you know, consistency and just showing up daily. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to show up for our stuff daily. Persistence and being consistent. How about that? Love y'all. I'm gone. And Alicia, again, thank you for hanging out with me. Alicia came on earlier. She lost 50 pounds in under 3 months and looks incredible. So that's what's up. So y'all be good. I'm gone.